Newcastle, you big beautiful thing, you.
Good morning.
Just strap on.
We'll do it live.
I've been probed.
Just do it.
You'd be such a bad test case for the human race.
I'm no intelligent life form.
Time to get that fun feeling with Nick.
Hey, Riddlers.
Jess.
I can break you.
And Ducko.
Strap yourselves in. You're in my town now, baby.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
What's the 69er?
What time is it?
Showtime.
Ooh. Oh, welcome to Tuesday. Welcome back, Jess.
Good morning, boys. Great to be back in the seat
welcome
with you.
Back, everybody. This is the first time we've all been together in the studio since Easter Thursday. No, before Easter Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday before Easter Thursday.
Yes, honestly, I came around the corner today, saw Ducko in his chair and went, who's that guy?
I know. I thought I should come into the office every now and then.
Every now and then. We've recovered from the bugs. We're out of isolation.
Yep.
The wedding's done and dusted. Holy moly.
So many things have happened in the last couple of weeks.
Seriously, I'm exhausted.
What's your 30th on Thursday?
Hey!
Oh, my God.
The party don't stop.
Do you have any party that's like, oh, guys, it's all been about me. I don't want the 30th to, you know, come on, let's not make it about me again. Or are you just...
Ducko, you wrote me such a beautiful card, your caption on Instagram.
Yeah.
I did send you some sneaky pics that our photographer got us early.
Yeah.
And you wrote, you know, I can't believe I only met Jess and Angus a year ago.
Yeah.
Feels like we've known each other forever.
Yeah.
You know me better than that to say a thumb sentence.
I knew she wanted a big 30th.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot of people, because you know we had the recovery lunch on the Sunday and it was kind of a pseudo 30th for me.
Yeah.
Angus did organise some beautiful lemon tarts, oh my God, from Cake Boy, and we sung the happy birthday.
Yeah.
So a few people brought presents, which were very nice.
Yeah.
So when we're going through the wishing well yesterday, obviously they kind of all got mixed up. So some of the envelopes were just addressed to me and Angus was like, what is this about? And I went, birthday card.
My money.
Angus opened a pair of Swarovski earrings. He's like, oh, how do we share these? I went, mine.
Oh, poor Gus Bus. But the week continues. The festivities continue, guys.
Absolutely. I look forward to all the balloons and the packages and the...
Well, we've still got your almost Mrs. balloons in the studio. We're going to cross those out and write 30 on them.
Yeah, that's
right. Could you cross out Mrs. and write almost 30?
Yeah.
For the next 2 days and then
cross out the almost again.
Yeah.
30, yeah. Great.
30.
Excellent. Works
I'll need
well.
More than two, though. A couple have popped into flames.
We are going to debrief your wedding as well this morning.
Oh, we must. There's a lot to unpack.
I know. We're going to hear from you. Gilly and I did a debrief yesterday about our flower boy duties.
Yeah. Oh. I don't want to get anyone too excited.
Mm-hmm.
But I was speaking to my photographer, obviously, to thank him for the sneak peek. And he said, there's a couple more I want to get, of Nick and Ducko walking down the aisle.
Yes.
So hit fam.
I don't want to say we stole the show, Gilman, but God, we were close.
Oh, that was some of the feedback I got.
Oh,
that
geez.
Was absolutely some of the feedback
I
got.
Do you think anyone even remembers the dress?
No, I don't think so.
Absolutely not. That. Why do you think I led with pictures of me in the dress? Because I thought no one's noticed.
Someone's like, did Jess even walk down the aisle? I was crying at Nick and Ducko.
Jeez, I blinked and they were over the vows. I was like, oh, God, I was still caught up in the flower boy moment.